The average Olympian is so focused on winning an event, they're often ill-prepared for the morning after. Even Bruce Jenner knows what an Olympic hangover feels like.
I was devastated. What do I do tomorrow? My entire life had been revolving for the last 12 years of my life around this one moment.
The night after he won the Olympic decathlon in 1976, Jenner recalls pondering his future in a Montreal hotel suite. He had no idea.
I didn't have a dinner reservation that night. I mean, I planned for nothing after it was over with.
Adding to his sense of unease, he says, were those around him.
Honestly, some of the people who knew me before were very upset because they were thinking, now I'm a different person. That they can't really be your friend anymore. You're like on a different level. I mean, I didn't change at all, but everybody around you does change quite a bit.
TV offers came his way, starting with Battle of the Network Stars.
And to Bruce Jenner.
Congratulations. First time up there, right down the middle.
That's right.
I never held a microphone before. I was fortunate that I was kind of the Michael Phelps from the games in 1976. I was kind of that front guy that they put out there.
Hi, I'm Bruce Jenner for Tropicana.
His Olympic profile helped Jenner do everything from endorsements to the feature film Can't Stop the Music.
So let's get going. I got a place to rehearse this afternoon right around here.
With the Village People.
Not just another day, baby. It's another day to excel. Let's go.
Now Jenner is a reality TV fixture on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, stepfather to a clan that includes one-woman booty quake Kim Kardashian. Yet it was a contract with Wheaties that changed his life forever, just 3 months after winning the gold.
The guy goes, congratulations, you're a millionaire. I was living on $10,000 a year, okay? I was living in a $145 a month apartment, okay? Driving a 63 Volkswagen Bug I paid $175 for, okay? And this guy was like, huh? Give me that paper.